We'll complete the studio tomorrow, we'll do the Chaim tomorrow, and we'll have Chazar beginning on Sunday. Okay. So the last chilk of the sugya, which we'll see really ties us back possibly to what we had before, with Gorachis, Lachitzas Nikaros, let's see. Tana Rabbanan, Noatz Abba Kundesin Ba'aretz, Sikhe Chal Gaban, Rav Yaakov Omer, Rowin, Kos Igu Yechokiku Ve'echoku, Yesh Ben Tefach Lekan Ve'tefach Lekan, Nidon Mishum Diomet. The Imlav, Ein Nidon Mishum Diomet. Shahaya, Rav Yaakov Omer, Diumdi Sukha Tefach. Chachamim Omrim, Ad Sheyuhu Shtan Kilchasan, Usishi Sukha Tefach. So we have a Brisa quoting a machlokes of Yaakov and the Chachamim regarding whether we can be constructing a sukkah with the parameters of what we know in terms of Hilchos Shabbos as pasei viros, as diumdin. If we were to do that, which is Rav Yaakov's shita, so we see really a second chiddush. Number one, the idea itself that you can use diumdin for sukkah, but more specifically, that the shiur for diumdin by sukkah would be a tefach. But that's different than we find by Shabbos, as we'll soon see. By Shabbos, the shiur is an amma. And here, Rabbi Yaakov says, tefach, the way that it's expressed in the Braisa, Shahaya Rabbi Yaakov Omer, diumdi sukkah tefach. You see that the emphasis is not just on the halacha itself of diomed, nidom mishum diomed, but in terms of the shiur being a tefach. And then, of course, we have to know what the Chachamim are saying in disagreeing with Rabbi Yaakov. The Lashon of the Braisa, the Chachamim Omrim, Ad Yushtan Kilchas Nechishas Sefilu Tefach. That's the rule that we know for Sukkah. But what exactly is the basis of their disagreement? We do know, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, that there is a notion of Diomed, which works Midoraisa when it works, but the Chachamim were more restrictive in allowing it only to be used in certain situations. For Olei Regalim, the idea of Diomed, though, has a basis, however you explain it. As we mentioned already in terms of the Tosis in Yitzayin and Erevin says that we look at the gap between the corners as a Tzures HaPesach. What we have is that every corner we have enough that can spread in two directions. We have what's called Shem Arba Machitzos. That's the concept of Diomed, mentioned later in the Gemara Dav Zayin on the days. Also, there's a ma'ilah to pasei biros mishum di'ika shem arba tfanos. Rashi alludes to that earlier as well. When we talked about the case of the emtsa hagag, Rashi says di'ika shem mechitzos tefach mitzafen ledarim v'shem mechitzos tefach. That word of Rashi, shem, that's working off of this idea called shem arba mechitzos. So again, the different ways to explain it. Tosa says you do what's in between as the Pesach. We'll see more in the Rashi Zayin Mabez. The Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, talks about the idea, since you have the squares, each corner has like a clear sense of a machitza, that creates the notion of being enclosed, because it's on four corners, you can't get away with three, even if you use it for sukkah, right? You have to have it on four corners. L'maisa, for a sukkah, three walls is enough. And even for Shisa Yachid O'Raisa, most Rishonim hold three machitzas is enough. The Rambam holds four machitzas. But again, that's in terms of real machitzas. When it comes to the din of a pasei biros, of diumdin, the Ran points out in the beginning of there in the second parak of Erevin, Arba diumdin, he points out, even though Midoraisa sagi b'sholosh machitzos, that's the sheet of Saran and most Rishonim, that for Shisa Yachid, purposes, three machitzas suffices, but hani nir kishen machitzas gemuros. Avo dumya, the pasi biros, lo sagi, elem ken yesh b'chol arba kronos omeid chashuv. In other words, at the end of the day, it's really poritz meruah la'omeid. There's more open space than there is machitza, but the idea of the shem arba machitzas, that's what saves the day. That's what compensates for the omeid meruah la'poritz. The shem arba machitzas, and arba machitzas means literally arba machitzas. That's what the Ran writes. Dumid the pasi biros lo sagi and mekain yesh b'chol arba kronos omid chashuv. So now the question becomes, why do the Chachamim hold that when it comes to Sukkah, we can't rely on this paradigm that we know exists by Hilchos Shabbos? Let's see the Lashon of Rashi. Kol she'ilu, the way that Rav Yaakov presents it, in order to be able to say you have a tefach l'kan, so you have to be able to imagine, right now you have a pole. So how do you know how to measure from that tefach l'kan? You don't actually have literally a tefach jutting out in each direction. You have this pole. So you have to be able to look at how much is taken up by this pole to be able to imagine that it could become a tefach l'kan, tefach l'kan. So what does that mean? Yechakeku v'yechok. Rashi explains, v'kundesin agulin ka'ama. We are discussing round poles. Rowin kosh yesh be'ovyan kokach, if they're that thick, she'ilu yechakeku v'yinatel ovi'igulan v'yirabum v'yechoku. So what are you doing exactly? You're carving out from the thickness of this round pole, and now you can create from that like a sense of a square. Create, you know, from the round pole, you imagine that would be, you can square it out, and from that square you'd have enough that could get split, and that split would allow you enough that would go tefach l'kan, tefach l'kan. So that's the way that you imagine it. U'achas she'yirabum yechalku mibifnim. You were divided from inside, the yasu or some kain mazevim shalana, like a gutter that goes out, that juts out. She yeshlem stayed the funnels. She imat azogfan, echad midafnosel, omi ben mizrach. If you would now stand them up, one of the walls would go in the east direction, mizrach amayiv east to west, the sheni mitzafen ledar. So if that's what you can do from this, from each of these poles, then, says Rabbi Yaakov, nido misham diomet, atadano, Rahakshir, you can classify it to be kosher, kedin, sha'amru chachamim, le'inya pasibi rose be'ervin. Just like the chachamim taught us over there, shenitarin, be'arbad yumdin. Again, there they were specifically makel, they didn't want people to use this all the time. Midorai said, is rishus hayachid, if someone throws from a rishus harabim into the area that is enclosed by the four corners with Pasi Biros, so then the halacha is his chayv chatas. That's a din d'oraisa. Again, how much? We'll have to see. We'll have to see what would be considered to be a valid mid'oraisa. At the end of the day, this that the Chachamim said, the chatchila you can rely on this, which ordinarily we don't want to use a chatchila that you could take out and carry, you know, in and out, or you know, within it, I should say. But the Chum said you could do it for the sake of Olim V'Golim, for the animals, because what would happen is they would have to go into the well, which is, you know, in Rishus HaYachid, and pull out of the well the water. And if you view this area of the Pasi Biros as not Rishus HaYachid, then you're carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. But since the Doraisa, it is considered Rishus HaYachid, the Chachamim allowed you, Chatchila, for the sake of Olim V'Golim, for the animals to have the water. Wait. So... what exactly does that mean? So in that case, we talk about Amma Ulkan. But Midoraisa, there's a status already of a Shusa Yachid with less. Now we have to know what that less means in terms of Shabbos. In terms of Sukkah, Rabbi Yaakov is on the record as saying that it can be a valid Sukkah with a Tefach. Tefach Hakan, Tefach Hakan. Let's finish the Rashi, then we'll take the question, Isaac. Kedin shem chachamim win pasi biros be'ermin shni tarin barba diyumdin ba'al shem sheyesh lechol echad shtei mechitzos karilu diyumdin. What's the word diyumdin based on? Because each corner has in it two mechitzos. It's spreading each direction. Diyu is two. Diyu amudin. Diyu is two amudim, shnei amudin. Yeah.
By Shabbos, where there's like a machlokas, whether it's three walls or you need or four walls, so then I would understand that you would need each one to be roin kol, like as if it had two mechitzos. But by Sukkah, where there's only three, where you only need three mechitzos, the lashon of the Gemara is roin kol. You just look at each one as if it has these two walls.
You have to have in every corner, you have to have the possibility of it jutting out.
But by sukkah, you wouldn't need that. You would really only need it in two.
Again, it's clear the same way that we're pointing out by Shabbos, that although by Machitzas Gemuros, three suffices, but yet when you're using Diyumdin, you need four. You need Shem Arba Machitzas. So Alder Al Zebai Sukkah. Sukkah with real Machitzos, you need Shalosh Tfanos, or Shnei Mashiv Shifu Tefach. When it comes to Pas Biros, Rav Yaakov, you're going to have this Tefach Kan, Tefach Kan on all four sides. When you're working through the Mahalach of Diyumdin, then it has to be four sides. So one of the Achronim in the back raises a question, but that's L'chor the answer. He basically says it. Horas Yosef is one of the Mefarshim in the back of the Gemara. I think it's really, the Ran is saying it in terms of Shabbos, but he, let me see, it's one of the Mefarshim in the back here. On our Gemara, yeah. Yeah, Horas Yosef. No, it's Abba Kundesim. L'chorah, he says. Why Abba Kundesim? L'chor b'shlosha sagi? He says, "Came into Lekashtaim Gemuros, the Inan Shame Dalad Machitzos." Kedaminu Kamad Avzayim Gabi Sukkah Sui Kamavui. It's Achiyun. He says, "But Lachur, that's the Pshat. You have to work with the model of Arba Shame Arba Machitzos. Even if when you're talking about Machitzos, you could suffice with even Shtaim and Shizafil Tefach. Just like I'm showing you from the Ran." In Shabbos, that if you hold mechitzos of Shabbos, for Shus HaYachid, is three mechitzos makes Shus HaYachid. Ram holds four. But L'chorah, if you say three, so why is Diyumdin suddenly four? Because that's to create that sense of being enclosed, the way the Rambam explains it in Perek Yizayin of Shabbos. He says, Be'ez, it's a lach chavzayin, yuzayin chavzayin. Be'er sh'asel ha'shmon ha'pasim me'ar b'zalviyos, sh'nei pasim t'vukim b'chol zavis, ha're'il kemachitza. Ba'af al-pi sh'apart meruba la'omeid, b'chol ruach b'ruach. Every direction, it's more open than, more gap than omeid than fence. Ho'il ba'ar b'zalviyos omdos, ha're'i zemuta l'malus min ha'be'er l'hashkos u'behema. So this idea of ar b'zalviyos, that's what, compensates for the fact that there's Omei Meruba. So you need Arba Zavios. For it to be a din of Diyum din, it has to be Arba. So that's Loshna Shabbos, Loshna Sukkah. The question is, do we carry over the concept for Sukkah? And if so, what would be the Shir? So Rav Yaakov says we carry over the concept, and we actually have what seems to be a less of a Shir than what we find at the end of the day when we're Matir, those cases that were Matir for the Oli Regalim. And that's an amma. We can't amma, and that's what we're going to soon see. But Rav Yaakov says, "Chayor Yaakov Omer Diyum De Sukkah Tefach." And the Chachamim argue. Now we have to figure out again what's the basis for the machlokas. Yeah.
How is a dira?
What? How is a dira? What are you asking?
I'm saying just four.
How is Shayim Kilchas and Shizafil Tefach a dira? Teretz is, you have, that's the idea, that you're considered enclosed.
This is much less than that.
It has Shem Abba Machitzos, that's something unique also. Shem Abba Machitzos. Let's say you have Tfanas Namagir Suschach. And then usually in the Dira, don't the Tfanas reach the ceiling? No. You imagine living in a house and they only have the walls going half the way up to the ceiling? Elamai, but that's one way or the other, it's going to be a valid sukkah, right? The tanas are 10 fachim, called good asik, called without good asik. Okay, so you have to sort of train yourself to say, okay. No. Look, let's see what Rashi continues with. So that's the shita, that's the case of yiyu yechak kubi yechalku. Nido mishum diomed, we read that, nido mishum diomed, we read that Rashi. Shahaya Yaakov Omer, Diyum de sukkah, dayo betefach. We don't have the word dayo. We have in our Gemara, Shayav Yaakov Omer, Diyum de sukkah tefach. Rashi's girsa was, Diyum de sukkah, dayo betefach. What's the dayo? Rashi says, dayo emphasizes the contrast even more. Either way, that's the pshat. Tefach as opposed to something that we find elsewhere that needs more. But here it's even clearer. Dayo betefach, the lo kishel pase biros. She'etzrichum amolukan v'amolukan. There, for it to work, that the Chachamim were allowing you to use it, you needed amolukan amolukan. So Rabbi Yaakov says, when it comes to Sukkah, Tefach is enough. The Al-Karchach, Had Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar Yechakiku v'yechoku v'igul in Kamar. Rabbi Yaakov says, Yechaku v'yechoku, we're talking about poles that are round. The Imer Rubayin, if we're talking about square poles, go Amar El Yechoku, the Hachi Amru Be'ervin. In other words, you wouldn't have to say Yechakiku, just Yechoku, just the square pole can be split into to go to two directions. The Yechaku means you have to be able to carve out from the round to get to a square and then see if you have enough. You have to square it out first. So that's Yechakiku is to carve out to square it first and then get to the Yechoku. This is what Rabbi Yaakov says. The Chachamim disagree. They say, Ad sheyuhu shtayim kehuchasan u'shishas afilu tefach. So therefore, diyumdu doesn't work. It says Rashi, shtayim kehuchasan means ba'orech kol ha'sukah u'berachba echad ga'okav echad ga'rachba. So Rashi's explaining kehuchasan means you're going to have the wall going across the whole length and breadth of the sukkah. What?
No
diyumdin. No diyumdin. Very clear in Rashi. The Chum say you have to have two walls which are real walls going, extending as far as the sukkah goes, with the schach. U'shlishis afilu tefach. The third one, we have the Kabbalah, the Chumash Misina, you can have a tefach. The Achiyag Mirachman al-Moshe Misina, the B'shlishis sagging of the tefach. Rashi is pretty clear that the Chachamim's disagreement seems to be a fundamental one in terms of not accepting the idea of Diyumdin at all. This is what you see in the way that Rashi touches Kilchasan. And this is also Rashi earlier, when the Gemara discusses the possibility of there being a Machlokes Ausfas Hagag. I mean, I should say the Emsa Hagag, rather. Rabbi Yehuna says that it's only a Machlokes Ausfas Hagag, not the Emsa Hagag. Rabbi Nachman disagrees and says, the Emsa Hagag Machlokes. So Rashi commented there already about this Diyumdin point. Rashi said that according to Rav Huna, who says the Emtsa Gag de Yaakov Psula, Rashi earlier, the Emtsa Gag that you don't have Mechitzos, difficult Psula, below Daya Barabas Kondesin, Yosuo, shame. There you have again the expression, shame Dalad Mechitzos. That's where Rashi's getting the expression from, in Zayin of the Days in Agamara. Shame Dalad Mechitzos. It's not enough to work with Diyumdin, de Yaakov Psula, that was Rav Huna. And Rav Nachman, who said, the Emtsa Gag Machlokes, what would be the basis for anyone being Machshir, namely Rav Yaakov, the Emtsa Gag, Va'aydei Kundesin, Rav Yaakov Machshira, and Rashi explains, why would it be Machshir, Kigon, Shein Rochav, Tefach, Chotzideyem, Di'ika, Shein Machitzos, Tefach, Mitzav, Vodorim, V'Shein Machitzos, Tefach, Mitzav, Chamayrav, Kidil Kaman, and Rabbanan would disagree, as Rashi explains there earlier, parallel to the Rashi Bayas, Rabbanan Savi Lo Miskashra, Ella, the shtei machitzos kilchasan kishiur meshach sukkah. So again, Rashi earlier, like Rashi here, kilchasan means kishiur meshach sukkah. That means that there's no way that they could accept yumdin at all. So I have to come back to this, but this will go to the mashmos in Rashi. So we have to know what is the basis of the machokas. Chora, there are two mahalchin. And what we just saw in Rashi is one of them, but we'll see now another mahalchin. We'll come back to what we'll have to elaborate on what we see in Rashi. Let's be magdim what Tosis points out. Tosis says, Diyumde Sukkah Tefach, this is what Rav Yaakov points out, that he holds, you can have Diyumdim of a Tefach by Sukkah. In fact, Tosis, Vahadu B'inan, Amma, Gavi Pasi B'Ros, Perek Osim Pasin, as Rashi already noted. There we find that the Shir is Amma. So why are we saying here Tefach? And for Tosis, Gavi Mechitzos Shabbos Hachmiru. That Mechitzos Shabbos, where things are more serious, we're talking about Yisurim that could lead to Yisurim D'oraisa, a person carries Meshus L'Meshus, the Chachamim wanted to create a higher standard. They said, we're only going to allow, even the situations that we do allow, we're only going to allow it with Diyumdin of an Amma. So what does it seem like from Tosis? That mid D'oraisa, the concept of Diyumdin would actually exist, even by Shabbos, mid D'oraisa would exist at what Shir? Shir Tefach. They were machmir by Shabbos and by Sukkah. They weren't machmir. That's what Tosis is saying. Sukkah, they weren't machmir. Sukkah, we work with the doraisa. L'mashal, according to Tosfos, if someone would throw, the Gemara in our Erevin Daf Chaf, if someone would throw from Mishus HaRadim into the Yumdin, and the Yumdin were a case of a Tefach Lekan, Tefach Lekan, so then they'd be Chayiv Achadas. Gemara says he threw into an area of Hazorgu Bein Pasei Biros Chayiv. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Erevin Daf Chaf. Gemara says Pshita. So this case of Zorek, Lebein Pasi Biros Chayiv, going to Tosis, this that you'd be Chayiv, Chatas, based on having done Melacha Daraisa, would be in a case of Tefach Chukan. That Gabi being Mekel, to be Matir, when they're Matir for Oligom or whatever, so that would require an Am. But in terms of Chomer Adin Midaraisa, you already have a status of Mechitza, Rishus HaYachid, even from a Tefach. This is what you see in Tosis. However, we look at Tosfos Ben Peretz and we see a different answer. What does Ben Peretz say in response to this kasha, the same kasha? The Yumdei Sukkah Tefach, Avogabi Osin Pasin Libiros, the Inan, the Yumdei Shehi Amma. Here we say Tefach, and there we say an Am. Why is that? The Be'inan Abba Mechitzos Natoro L'Shabbos. Those words sound like he's going a Shitas Haramba, that you need Abba Mechitzos L'Shus HaYachid. The Ein Mechitza Pachus Me'arba Al Arba Tfachim. A Mechitza, we know the height of the Mechitza has to be 10 Tfachim. What about the width and length and width of a mechitza? The answer is the shear is Ridalad al Dalit. If the shear of the makom of Rishus HaYachid is Dalad al Dalit, so then the mechitza is considered to be the shear of the Rishus. So what's the mechitza's dimensions? 4x4. So therefore, since the smallest shear for a mechitza is 4 tefachim, then you can't say a tefach would make a mechitza, you have to have how much? 4 tefachim. So where do you get an amma? V'ukmua amma l'rabcha d'milsa. That already sounds like who's ukmua amma? That's not the raisa. That's going to be the rabbanan. Because once you have 4 tefachim and amma is 6 tefachim, so that the chacham said you can make a mistake, so then they require 6. Avol gabi sukkah, the shlishus afilu tefach. Here we find the minimum size for a dofen would be a tefach, as you see by the shlishus afilu tefach. Hilchach b'yumin sukkah tefach. So what do we have in Rabbeinu Peretz? Something interesting. Midoraisa, the shir diomed, would not be a tefach like it's mashma from Tosfos. Machokis, in other words. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, someone would throw up a pasi b'rose, and it was only a tefach, he would not be chai midoraisa. If it was, however, a shir of dalet tefachim, then he'd be chay. The Chachamim already moved it up to an amma in terms of the case that they're being matir. This is also mashman the Rambam. That case that the Rambam brings in Halacha Lamed Gimel, Shabbos Yud Zayin Lamed Gimel, Hazorik Mishus Rabin Ubeina Pasin Chayiv, Hoel v'yesh b'chol zavis b'zavis b'chitza gemura sheyesh b'gova asara b'yosem me'arba l'arba. This is yosem me'arba l'arba. He doesn't say, but you need an amma. Because you have an amma, typically in a case of a pasmas, it's an amma. So why are you chayiv? Because you have more than 4x4. Sounds like, so long as you had 4x4, it's mashma, that would have been basis me'yu chayiv. If you had only a tefach, before in the Rambam, you would not. That's the reason why you chayiv. It's Rishus HaYachid, the Raisa, because you have Mechitza Gemura of Asara high, and you have more than 4x4. Chara, the Shir is totally in 4x4. But what do I have in Rabbeinu Peretz? That the Pshat in when it's considered a valid Mechitza, Shem Arba Mechitzos, is not dependent on how big it actually is, how long of a stretch it is across length, width. As long as what you have in the corner will correspond to the minimum shear mechitza of that rishus, then Pasi Biros does its thing to create Shem Av Mechitzos. The Shem Av Mechitzos is dependent on the definition of what the mechitza is relative to that halach. So in Shabbos, the definition of machitza, besides for the height, in terms of width and length, is going to be dalet. Dalet fachim. Therefore, the din of pasuk biros by Shabbos will be a function of the sheer dalet fachim, kan dalet fachim, kan drabban, and went and made it an amma. Close enough, they're rounded off to an amma. By sukkah. Now we have to understand, what is sukkah? So Rav Yaakov harps on what? In sukkah. On that which we find, shkishit safil tefach. Yaakov says, aha, what have I seen here? What do I see here? What do I discern? That fundamentally, the sheer dofen for sukkah, it can be defined as tefach. It's only the third one? Yeah, but lemaisa, I see the sheer dofen for sukkah can be defined in terms of tefach. And the fact that you have shkishit safil tefach. Okay, lemaisa, you can't have all three tefach. But the etzem, the sheer dofen is defined in terms of tefach. And that will be the answer to why here, tefach, and over there, amma. That's a different answer than Tosis. Tosis says tefach is really the din d'oraisa. The chachamim were machnir for an amma. That's only for Hilchos Shabbos. Sukkah, they're not machnir. So then you go back to the default, which is tefach. Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that the sheer midoraisa is a function of what is considered the size of the dofen. Not that it has to match the particular case of how long it's going to be. There's omid muval aparetz. There's a lot of space in between one corner and the other. But what you have in the corner that makes shem av machitza has to be called a machitza that would conform to the standards of machitza for this halacha. By Shabbos, it's dalet fachin that come up, rounded up to an amma. By sukkah, we'll define it in terms of tefach. This is how he explains within Rav Yaakov. Now, and this is the lesson of Rav Yaakov. Shahay Rav Yaakov Omer, diyum de sukkah, either dayo or tzimiv tefach, meaning that's what he wants you to know. We can look at tefach and define it in terms of tefach. Unlike by Shabbos, where the fundamental din d'oraisa is dalet fachin, here the fundamental din d'oraisa, which is going to operate for sukkah, is a tefach. Yeah, Dalia.
So if this is true that by sukkah we only need a wall and tefach, so why does Rav Yaakov need each? It should be combined. They could add up to a tefach. Why does each one have to be a tefach?
Because you have to have what's called shem av mechitzas. In every corner, I have to be able to say that I can see in either spreading out in both directions the shem av mechitzas. So I have to have a tefach l'kan, tefach l'kan.
You're saying if on one corner you have half tefach, the other one you have half tefach.
No, you can't combine that. No. Because you have to be a sense that it's enclosed. Midalad Luchos, every corner has the shem av machitzos. You have to be able to see, not as an L, you have to see it straight. I see a tefach.
No, I'm not saying from the terms of the L, I'm saying from the terms of these, meaning.
You're saying if you have half a tefach, then I can take, well, I have half a tefach, half a tefach.
No, that's not half a tefach. On the one side of the wall.
What do you want to have? You want to have half a tefach?
I'm here going to have tefach there.
That's not, I don't see the sheer tefach. I see half a tefach, half a tefach. Oh, what are you saying? You're saying?
If you're on the same side of the wall, meaning from, you have one going, so this one's shooting up there, this one's going inside there, and also for this one. So these two are going to the same wall, so all you need is one tefach per wall. So why can't you have half tefach?
Again, let's understand. But you're going to have to have, within Pasuk Biros, Shabbos just needs two walls and a tefach. So what do you need on all four corners, Bechal? What do you need on all four corners? The answer is we're not thinking in terms of machitzas gemuros. We're thinking in terms of the klal of Diyumdin. Diyumdin means shem av machitzas in every corner. I have to be able to see wherever I turn, every corner, I see that amount that is in that corner in the direction that it's going, I see the shir machitza. In other words, I look at this corner, I need to see the shir machitza this way. I look at around that corner, I need to see a shir machitza over there. Then I go to the next corner. I need to see the shir machitza in that ruach that corresponds to the shir machitza, and then going the other direction. That's the klal of pasuk. You can't start creating a different paradigm and putting it over here. when it comes to mechitzas gemuros, it's different. You don't even need four. You can enclose it with two and a tefach. In Shabbos, you can enclose perhaps with three walls. But when it comes to pasim, you need to have shem av mechitzos. Anytime you see something coming out, it has to be the shem mechitzos. What we see. So why tefach? Because he looks at the fact that shlishis reveal tefach as enough to be able to define the mechitza sukkah in terms of its dimensions is as a tefach. And therefore, put that into the pasi biros, I have a good sukkah. Yeah.
If we're understanding the svara of Rabbeinu Peretz in the Pai Shabbos to be that what he says for it to make it for its welcome, but the
chachamim ukmaam.
Is that like something regarding like Yeshua Tzamtzim? Like, is that fair to say?
Doesn't say why.
Or, like, to
could be, could be. Or, you know, no. I mean, it's not like, look, you have 2/3 of an amma. An amma, let's say, 6 tefachim. So they rounded it up to an amma. Why they did it? It's an easy measurement. Maybe the people had, you know, their rules were an amma. So it's easier to, you know, people constructing it. It's easier to, it could be that. It's easier to be able to measure it. I don't know why.
So is there any reason why by tefach though, by sukkah, you say like stripping tefach, there's no need to like.
Yeah, they're not going to round it off. They're round it off to what?
Saying we're not considering that they, like, there's mess of me, like, we're not considering that they're going to be.
Here, the next increment, four tefachim, is the next increment is close enough to an amma. Here, tefach is stands by itself, tefach. Round up to 2 tefachim, you're not gaining anything. Tefach is a tefach. So it doesn't seem, look, if you, he doesn't say this. I mean, you would say, well, Shabbos is more chumra, but he doesn't say that. I don't want to put something into it. He doesn't say. Tosis says echmiru. He doesn't say echmiru. He says ukma tefach, ukma am, ukma amma. This is Rabbeinu Peretz. Let's look at the Ra'ah. So Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't focus on the Rabbana. But now we have to understand, based on Rabbeinu Peretz, so now let's consider the Chacham. The Ra'ah is going to help us out to understand the Chacham. Says the Ra'ah, Tan Rabbanim, not Zal Kandeshin, and so on. Yaakov Omer Rowan, also Koshi Yichakiku, Yichalku, Yichepach Lekan, Pachkan, Shem Yumit, Shem Yaakov Omer, Yumdi Sukha Tefach. The savar de betefach sagi lemachitza. The chachamim omrim shtayim kilchasan ushlishes afilu tefach says the ra'ah. Midr Rabbi Yaakov nishma lo rabbana. From Rabbi Yaakov we can now extrapolate for the rabbanon as follows: di iika bahani kundesin shiva tefachim lekan v'shiva lekan lechol ruach beruach. So on each corner, if you'd have enough to be able to carve out and extend. 7 tefachim in each direction, kosher. That would be good. The chachamim would allow for diumdin according to the shear of zayin tefachim, which is the shear meshach sukkah in terms of its minimum. The afal gav, the parts of below, mate, in between each corner, what comes out, and the other corner next to it, there's a lot more open space than what you have in the corners. Doesn't matter. But that's the din of pasim. Dechika amrinan shtayim kelchasan, when we say shtayim kelchasan, lo amrinan el afuke, delo sagi betefach lekan betefach lekan. No, a new reading of the kelchasan. We read Rashi, we didn't get that from Rashi. What's the kelchasan according to the Ra'ah? Kelchasan means according to the shear of sukkah. What is the shear dope in a sukkah? So we have to know the minimum size of a sukkah is zayin tefachim, and therefore we define the minimum size of the dofit to be zayin tefachim. We'll see later in the Gemara's later term, that's therefore they consider the measure of the dofit. So now, but l'maisa, there is a halach l'shiyus afil tefach. So now we have to look at the words of the Chacham and now read it according to the Ra'ah's explanation. The Ra'ah is obviously going, therefore, according to the derech of the Rebbeinu Peretz. That the pshat in Rav Yaakov is you can make the yumdin from a tefach because he grabs onto the fact that there's a shlishis afilu tefach and that indicates that we define the minimum shear of a doven of sukkah as tefach. What are the Chacham saying in disagreeing according to the Ra'ah? Not that they dismissed the whole notion of the yumdin. They're arguing on when it would work, what the shir diyumdin can be by sukkah. So the chachamim say, v'chachamim omrim, no, you can't say diyumdi sukkah tefach. Why? Because which word should be screamed out? In other words, the notion of tefach, that's just applicable to the shlishis. But shtayim kilchasan, you need shtayim of zayin tefach. And therefore the measure of diyumdin has to be zayin tefach. The shlishis, that's a ilut tefach. But that's not going to define for us what the shir dofen is. Shir dofen is defined by the kilchasan, by zayin tefach. So at yushtayim kilchasan u shlishis of ilut tefach, but that's not going to work for. Again, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can have diyumdin of zayin tefachim two times in two corners, and then you can suffice with a tefach by the third or fourth corner? Absolutely not. Can you use two diyumdin of tefach and two diyumdin of zayin tefachim? No. Because, as we said before, the halacha diyumdin has to conform to the halachas of diyumdin. When it comes to machitzos, then you can have two machitzos shleimos with not omi merubel parts, and then you can use shliz afil tefach. But once you're going to go with diyumdin, which is omi merubel parts, it has to become the model of diyumdin, which is on four corners. And then what juts out in each corner has to be the definition of what is the minimum size of a dofen, which we are classifying as zayin tefach. So the Chacham agreed to the Yomid, the machlokes is only when you will say it by sukkah. According to the Chachamim, nishma l'rabbanan, you can have the yomdin of zayin tefach. Rav Yaakov's chidush is, shahayu Rav Yaakov omer, like a lashon of the grace, shahayu Rav Yaakov omer, yomdin sukkah tefach. The Chachamim say, yeah, yomdin works, but not with tefach. Diyumdin will work, but only shtayim kilchasan, because that's what we call the message. The shir dofen is defined by shtayim kilchasan. Kilchasan means zayin tefachim. Shlishis is with tefach. That's a step. What's the nekudas of machokas? Is it machokas in terms of the lumbus of diyumdin and sukkah, or is it machokas in terms of shtayim kilchasan, which is with tefach, the lumbus of that? What do you think? What does it seem instinctively, intuitively? Uchara, it's machokas, and this is more the sugyas of later. How to understand the idea of shtayim kilchasan is with tefach. Rav Yaakov sees in that the basis to classify shir dofen and sukkah as tefach, based on the fact that it's a fil tefach. The Chachamim say no, she's a fil tefach, but the shir dofen is defined by shtayim kilchasan of zayin tefach, and therefore diyumdin would have to be, mele have to be a shir of zayin tefach, because that's the shir dofen. But the idea of diyumdin is really something everybody embraces. The shaila is, what would be the application of the negei sukkah? This is both the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ra'ah. Eitan, Daniel, Nikki, Noah.
What exactly is Yirah saying in the Norm of Afagad, the Karatz
Mibah? Yeah. In other words, Lumaisa, it's not, typically for machitzos, it's not a valid machitza. When you have Omer Bala parts, it's not a valid machitza.
I think it was the Bryce on Zion says that the difference between Shabbos and Sukkah is that Sukkah doesn't need Omer and Atz Alabas.
The Rashi and Nigo.
Why are you referring to?
That's
what the Shabbos feel. Yeah, that's because the Shabbos feel tefach. What were you referring to?
The Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah says Shabbos Kainan and Teres Ella B'Omer Ruel Paris Masha Ein Kainan B'Sukkah.
Meaning that's because you can have because if we'll see about that. Okay. It, because you have a whole ruach that's completely open.
Also, it's referring to the Zipanos. I mean, in the Pesach, you have like doors. And
okay, it could be the Shlishis of Yud Tefach. It's only Omer Merubah, right? You have to know if it's Sach HaKol or it's the Easter. Let's take the Shlishis. The Shlishis of Yud Tefach is obviously Omer Merubah. And it could be if you make a cheshbon of everything together, it could also be Omer Merubah. I mean, I'm sorry, Paris Merubah. I mean Paris Merubah. So that's the point, basically. But that's in terms of Hilchos Machitza, you're really ending up conceivably with Paretz Merubah, either Sach HaKol, or if you look at every direction, certainly the Shlishis, the Ruach Shlishis, is Paretz Merubah. That's what that's about. But good, but Lemaisa, there's still a basic halacha that you have to consider with the Machitzos themselves. When you have Machitzos, those directions that have Machitzos, it's not a Machitza, it's Paretz Merubah. The answer is no, but this is the passing the rose of Diyumdin. Yeah, the deal.
So the rose say that you're going to need 14 tefachim per side?
Yeah, in other words, the same way we're talking one tefach, according to Rabbi Yaakov, going out in each direction by each corner, and now according to the Rabbanan, it would work if you had one tefach more than an amma. In other words, it would come out by the dindo raisa of Shabbos would be six tefachim, right? And for sukkah, to make a machshir of sukkah, would have to be one more tefach, be zayin tefachim. Like it's amma by amma six tefachim, right? So for Shabbos would be six, would be an amma.
Oh,
what?
So did there, isn't there only a dindo rabbanan six
tefachim? Okay, so you're right, because if you assume it's, he's not getting, saying that, but if you go to Beil Peretz, then you're right. But yeah, you're right. Beil Peretz would be four, and it would be seven. Yeah? Yeah. Good?
So following up on Eitan, that once we say that Yom Din has to be seven by seven, that would be a chumra for the Rabbanan. Why would you need to say that?
No, he may go with Tefach. No, you can't use Tefach. Tefach is shlishus of Tefach. But that doesn't define the Dofen Sukkah.
In the Metzias case of a Diyomdin, that would be more walls required than actual Shan Kirchhoff.
No, because the net result is you still have, because you could have, understand, you could have a Sukkah that's 50 yamas long.
Which time goes on just be 7-12?
Again. No, because you have schach. No. If you have schach over 50 amos, you can't just have seven tefachim. No, the sukkah ketana, you can have seven tefachim. Let's say you have a sukkah of 10 amos long. So you just have a wall of seven tefachim, you're not going to be able to machshir the area under the schach past that. Yeah, Pesach is a sukkah specific type of cases. That you're going to have the dofen following along with the schach. I mean, yeah, you have case of Pesach Yitzal 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 Sukkah, I've said it, but the Maisa, but for the minimum Shir Sukkah, you can have Zayin Tfachim. Therefore, it says the Ra'achidush. Now you can have a Sukkah which is however long, 10 Amos, 20 Amos, 30 Amos. But if you have on every corner a Diomet that goes 7 Tfachim Kan and 7 Tfachim Kan, and then you have schach covering the entire length and breadth of the sukkah, and you have the jomdin of seven tefachim each, every corner, kasher. Machitzos, you can never have such a thing. But why seven tefachim? Because the minimum sheer dofen of a sukkah, of a minimum size sukkah, is seven tefachim. The nela, that would be the sheer of jomdin. I forget who else was before. First round, though. No, first round, yeah.
So, according to Tosus, is learning what's chapter Rabbanan?
Tosus doesn't tell us. Tosus just discusses a question of an amma over there, and over here tefach. Tosus says tefach is ili d'oraisa, but amma is a din d'rabban. And the chacham were not machmir by sukkah. Tosus doesn't lead us into understanding the chachamim. So far, we have one nahalach in the machlokas based on the rabbinal parrots and the ra'ah. Everyone accepts the concept of Yom Din by Sukkah. The question is only what will be the Shir, and whether we define the Shir by Tefach because of the fact that Shish fulfill Tefach, or do we define the Shir in terms of Zion because classic Shtan Kilchasan minimum size would be Zion. That's what we know though so far. Now we're going to move to another Mahalach to understand the Chachamim, and that's where we're going. And could be Tosus will learn that way, but we don't know. Tosus doesn't give us anything to work with. Isaac Shmuel Avram, yeah.
When Eitan was talking about Birds Mirral Omed, it doesn't have to be a case, like by Shabbos, it doesn't have to be a case where it is Birds Mirral Omed, because if you have four and you have three in the middle,
he means it could very well be a Birds Mirral Omed.
We're saying a case where there is Birds Mirral Omed.
Even if it will be, it's still okay. I'm not in the order I said, but Shmuel, yeah.
According to the Ra'ah, or actually, when Rabbi Yaakov says Kol She'ilu Yichachu Yichachu,
yeah.
Is that like a Kiddush, or is that just the Metzias, but the Rabbanan say also by a seven?
Yeah, I think Yichachu Yichachu is a simple Chachamim. I think so.
Like
Midr of Yaakov Nishmael Rabbanan. In other words, everything's the same except the sheep. Yeah, Abraham.
How do we know from the rabbinic parents what he holds about Chachamim?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't say, but the Ra'ah is, you know, I mean, he doesn't tell you. He doesn't tell you the Chacham. But the Ra'a would clearly seem to be learning like Rabbeinu Peretz. Yeah, in other words, Rabbeinu Peretz told you why is the shear tefach? Because by sukkah, the minimum size is tefach. So now the Ra'a comes with a chacham and says, chacham say the minimum size of the sukkah is defined by the by zayin tefach, not by we find that the shlish is being by the first two, which a minimum is seven. So chara, it's the same basic approach. Yeah.
And what's the basis for the focus by Shabbos whether it's four or one?
No, so but Tosa says apparently that the Shir, maybe it's Lacham Shmi Sinai, that I saw in the Ritva, that Lacham Shmi Sinai, that I didn't see in the Ran or Tosas. I don't know if there's a Machokis Rishonim about that, but whatever this halacha is of Diomdin, so according to Tosas, what was given as part of that halacha was Shir Tefach. And others are saying no, what was said was a Shir Dal Tefach.
Are they both agree on the title?
Yeah. Yours, yeah. Ten fachim.
Well, doesn't he say
4x4? 4x4 just means width and length. Height is yod. Oh. Yeah. Rafi.
Are we saying that the mark still stands as a pole, it just has to have the ability to be spread out, or do you have to make it like
you? No, you don't have to do anything physically.
It could stand as the kundus just in the ground. You don't actually have to.
I don't think so. No. You don't have to do any actual construction, any carpentry or anything.
It's definitely not more machmir than normal. Because usually the walls don't actually have to be out. It's like the ability. Now you just have four holes in the ground.
Yeah, that's the idea. I don't know if it connects to something called chokin lahashkin. You do find a machokas tanaim about that idea. I don't know exactly, but it sounds like kol she'ilu. In other words, you don't have to actually do it. Nods, all you do is nods up a kadesa. That's all you did. Just that as long as it has in it that ability, that it would be able to bring out that much, that's enough that I have shema v'machitzas. Yeah. Okay, Nach.
The first thing for Yaakov, that he's looking at the shlishis of Yilkatach as being the defining characteristic of a dopen of a sukkah.
Yeah.
In light of, on Dav Zayin, when there's a discussion of where you put that tefach.
Yeah.
Rava says, in the case of Tzuras, that the tefach defines Tzuras of Pesach, so you put a chatzit tefach on one side and a chatzit tefach on another side.
Yeah.
So why couldn't it be that really you have a chatzit tefach on each side of the wall? If that's going to be, and you add them up to be the tefach, the shlishis of Yilkatach, why can't that be the tefach for
Yaakov? So we have to wait for Dav Zayin. I hear you. I don't want to respond. I'm unquestious. Okay, this is the outline of the sugya here. Look, everything is so intertwined. If once we learn the first parak of sukkah, then we should relearn it again. I mean, everything becomes a different learning. You know? So after you know what's later, you come back. Okay. If you had the sukkah approach, it would be different. Like everything is just not learning keseder. So, okay. Let's build another mahalach out of the Ramban. The Ramban and the Mochamos. Take a look in the back. The Chorev and the Ramban, it's clear that the Pshat is not what we just explained based on the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ra'ah. Because what does the Ramban do? He tries to be defending the Rif. The Rif seems to have omitted the Sakalacha regarding Noat's Dalat Kadeshin, Al Stasagag, the Emsagag. He seems to leave it all out. Now, we had a whole tumult about the Halacha by Stasagag, going back to the previous part of the Sugya. Right? So we had Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. According to Rav Huna, the Machokes of the Dalat Kadeshin with Gurasik was only a Machokes where? Al Stasagag, on the edge. Where there's a machokis if you say gudasi. For the emsagag, kuyama, hold his puzzle. Nobody can machshe based on diomdin. Rav Nachman says that in fact, the machokis is the emsagag, the gemara is a suffix. What does that mean? Asfasagag. Everyone agrees it's kasher based on gudasik, or they're arguing also asfasagag, the gemara says teku. Therefore, many poskim go with chumra and say that we can't be machshir either, not on emsagag like the chachamim, and nor on svasagag, because possibly they're arguing there as well. The Rambam, on the other hand, as we saw, paskins that Tzvasa got kosher, and that's where we got discussed yesterday, and we'll see Mr. Jim tomorrow with Rav Chaim, more in the Rambam. What's strange is the Rif is silent. The Rif doesn't offer a straightforward Pesach Halacha. Doesn't state. So there's a bunch of hasagos of the Baal HaMor on the Rif about things that he left out. If you look in the Baal HaMor here, you'll say, the Chen Hishmit, he left out the inyanim regarding Bittul, Dav Dalet Amid Aleph, Tevin Nasir Manos, so he left out. And then continue on in the Baal HaMor, and the paragraph, the Chen Hishmit, again, the Chen Hishmit Harif, Milichtof, he didn't mention Haisekvo, Me'esrim Amabana, Ba Itzdeba, Kenegedof, and Ensayis, he didn't mention Itzdeba. The case of that was the case of Dofen of Kuma works even Lo Chazi Lo Dofen. Also, but Be'emtsayisa. I'm sorry. The first case was not Dofen of Kuma. The first case, the Dofen of Tsayis was basically Hechshes Sukkah, and then maybe possibly Pesach HaYotze. Then you have the case of Bana Be'emtsayisa that or Bana Ba. That was Dofen of Kuma. Or Bana Ba'amud. That's a Bayi Rava's case. Hakol k'moshem furish b'gemara kuan alachas gedolosim. Not mentioned by the Rif. The chain, what else did the Rif omit? The end of the Baal HaMor. V'chein had the tanu rabbanan, nartz arba kundesim v'sichich al gaban, Yaakov machshir v'chamin poslin, v'kaimelon k'rabbanan, bein be'emtsa gag, bein osvas agag. In other words, why does he say that? Because it's a suffix, teiku. So we have to assume machlokes could even be where even al svas agag. We have to hope that it's a chachamim, and all this is omitted by the Rif. So the Baal HaMor is critiquing the Rif for leaving it out. The Ravid says a couple of short words, and the Ramban elaborates on this. Says, I like what the Ravid said. Doing asogas a Ravid, kasuv shon that's in the sefer. V'chein hishmit harif, o shabana amud, hakol kemo shepersh b'gemara, kuan halachos gedolos hein, amar avram, halachos she'ein svichos hein. These halachos don't have to be said. Sha'arei dofen akuma shnu yehi. He's taking care of the case of itzdeba natsad, or be'emtsa. That was dofen akuma, so that we have quoted in the Mishnah later. Okay, there's an extra chiddush, dofen akuma even, rochati or dofen, but the Mishnah Rif didn't have to say it. Dofen akuma is clear. U'shtayim kil chasan, Shnuyehi Dlok Rav Yaakov. So, what does the Ravid mean here? And the Ramban's going to explain it with a little more words. And that which we don't pass like Rav Yaakov, well, we have the words of the Chachamim, Shtayim Kil Chasan, and that's against Rav Yaakov. Now, what does all this mean? Let's look at the Ramban. Says the Ramban, V'chein ha in Mochamos, V'chein ha de Tan Rabbana, Narts Abakundesim Vishikha Gabin of Yaakov Marshivakan Posin, the Kaimalan Kraban, and these are words of who? Who the Divine Master is whose words? The Baal HaMor, right. He's quoting the Baal HaMor here. The Kaimalan Krabana, Debem Sagat Binas Fasagak. Roa and Niba Deve Harav Rabbi Avraham. Who's the Rabbi Avraham? The Rabbi that we just saw before, I saw this arrive. I like here what the Rabbi says in defense of the Rif against the critique of the Baal HaMor. Sheshmita Rabbeinu Azu, that the Rif leaves out this case of what? Of Machlokes, Ba'em Sagag, Esva Sagag, Lefi Shekasav Lekamon, because he has later on, the Rif writes later, the following Braisa, Tan Rabbanon, Shtayim Kilchasan, Ushkishes Afil Tefach. Now, the Kevan Shechilek, I think it should read, not Chilek, but Lo chilek. No? I don't know. Kevan, otherwise I mostly can't read it. But Kevan what? Shechilek bein al svas agag, bein be'em sagag. Chorit should say Kevan shelo chilek. Now, since he doesn't make any differentiation whether it was a svas agag or be'em sagag, the riff.
The Braisa doesn't
make any differentiation. What we're talking about, Svasagag, Emsagag. Well, what do you think?
The Cholik is going on what?
Cholik?
They argue.
Cholik. Cholik. Cholik, I should say. Bein al sfasagag, bein be'em sagag.
Gemara is mechalak between these two cases.
The kevan shechilek. Since the Gemara distinguishes, has it read? Bein al sfasagag, bein be'em sagag. Memeila shamanu. What do you mean? Since the Gemara distinguishes, therefore, meila shamanu shel olam enak sheira. Ad sheyu shtem kachas uish lefil tefach. I don't know. I thought it would be kevan shel that there's no difference. Doesn't matter. It's always, whatever case it may be, in other words, you're always going to have such, this construct of shtayim kachas yafil tefach, whether it's going to be the emsa gag, but the sfasa gag, it doesn't matter.
Yes, and it brings out both types of cases, and the riff.
The riff only mentions that halacha, shtayim kachas yafil tefach, and that sounds like it's not going to matter, even if it's, no matter where it is, that's what you need. Okay? So that is going to show me that I don't have a hechsher anywhere except if I have shtayim kachas yafil tefach. Now, let's continue. And that is beautifully what the Rif is trying to say, because after all, the zeh lashon ha-braisa atzma. These words, shtayim kachas yafil tefach, this is the words used in the braisa. Which braisa are we discussing now? The braisa relating to? What? The braisa relating to Diyumdin. Diyumdin is the equivalent of what case? Of Emsaga. But we're using this now to show that we hold the Zelosh and the braisa atzma diktani, Shaya Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Diyumdi Suka Tefach, Vachachamim Omim, Shtayim Kilchas, and Shishlefil Tefach. So that's exactly what the Chachamim said. So therefore, the Rif simply took the words of the Chachamim and codified that. It's a pun, you know. He showed us derech tzara. Meanwhile, he should be living, you know, he should continue to have eternal life. Lom shikol aruch. Derech tzara. So he said derech tzara. So now he uses the melitza om shikol aruch. The Rif is very, you know, he's so incredible. He was able to teach us so much in just a little bit, and then he should have, you know, a bichas, you know, an om haba. What is the Rabban saying? The Rabban is saying that by quoting the words of the Braisa of the Chachamim, who argue on Rav Yaakov, in the case of Diyumdin, what I have in that is representing the Shita that the Chachamim are passing not only Diyumdin, but also the case of Sfasaga. In effect, that's what the Rabban is saying. That in the words of the Chachamim, that the Rif co-opted and borrowed and codified, you have here clearly stated in the Rif, in the Lashon Tzara, that the Chachamim would pasul by not dal kandeisin al svasagag. Now, what exactly does that mean? L'chaira, the issue that Chacham was saying these words about was the issue of Diyumdin. The Chacham is saying, Diyumdin can't count. We're not going to accept the Diyumdin of a tefach that Rabbi Yaakov spoke about. What does this have to do with the case of Sfasagag, that in saying this, Rif didn't have to say anything about that Sfasagag is pasul? Ma'in zelazet. Sfasagag would be kosher based on what idea? Based on good achis. That we take the mechitzos that were of the bayis and we extend them up. Elamai, do we say, do we not say? That's a shayla. Do we say good achis? Do we have a problem in the good achis? Do we say good achis? But the issue that Racham were discussing when they say shtayim kolchas and shetivut tefach is binogeya, the issue of Diyumdin. The Ramban is saying that the Rif quotes the case of the Braisa shtayim kolchas and shetivut tefach, and it's clear from that that there's no difference between Sfasagag and Emsagag. And that's exactly what they see in the words of the Chachamim in the Braisa by the case of Diyumdin. So you see that the Chachamim obviously would dismiss the Sukkah being kosher or Sfasagag. Shaila is, what exactly does shtayim kachas yafil tefach have to do with rebutting the shita of being machshir sukkah sfasagag? If it's regarding the issue of diyumdin, that's what they're discussing. That's the case that they're referring to when they say these words. But the other case, that's a case of good achis. So where do these words respond to saying good achis as fasagat? There must be some connection here. Now, one thing should be obvious to everybody. If we understood the Pshat of the Chachamim, like we just saw in the Ra'ah and the Tosef Beinu Peretz, that the point of the Chacham is Shtayim Kilchasan, you need Zayin Tfachim, because that's the Shir Dofen, and Shlishis Afilu Tefach. So what the words are saying are just relating solely to the question of what is considered the minimum Shir Dofen to make Yumdin Kasher. We accept Yumdin, but we accept it in our terms Zayin Tfachim. Then there's no way that these words could speak to the Pesach Halacha that Fasagag is possible based on they don't say good achis. What is the Sheikhs? There's no Sheikhs whatsoever. The Baal HaMor was the Zaydi of the Ra'ah. So I understand very well why the Baal HaMor couldn't imagine why the Rif left it out and couldn't think that the Rif is saying it through the words that he says. The Ra'ah understood the Gemara of those words as speaking specifically to the Yumdin, no Sheikhs to the Ishim Gurachis. But apparently the Ramban had a different reading of these words and didn't interpret them like we just saw in the Beinu Peretz and the Ra'ah, that the Shaila is when we say the Yumdin and when we don't say the Yumdin. To the contrary, what do these words seem to be conveying? Now to see how they convey it. What is the outline? What do the words convey according to the Ramban? So what are the Chacham saying? They're dismissing the whole notion of Diyumdin by Sukkah. And we already saw this already, we are in Rashi. This is not new, this is in Diyuk and Rashi. What does Shtayim Kilchasan mean, according to Rashi? We've read the words of Rashi twice, Rashi makes it clear. Kilchasan means the whole Aruch HaSukkah. So what's the Pshat? Now how does this speak to Gerachis? L'chor, the answer is Pashat. Because when we say Yumdin, we don't really have walls. It's only Merubah. So how does it work? So apparently, there's some kind of a notion of a virtual wall. There's a Lashon of Rashi in the Zayin on the base. If you look where the Gemara mentions about Pasika Chakabi Pasi Biros, look at the Rashi at the top. What is happening when you have Pasi Biros, Pesuka, Dr. Rashi, the Perek Sheni, the Erevin, Tanan, the Tiru Chachamim, Mishmal Regalim, Lassus, the Biros, the Bishus, the Rabin, Pasin, Abba, Kmod Yumdin. Veroin, look at the Rashi. Veroin, ki ilu yesh mechitza mizela ze, benim sabar mukav mechitzos. So Rashi is explaining to us, when the Yumdin work, what has happened in effect? We have created a virtual world. Roin. Imagine, since you have the Shem Arba Mechitzos, so now we can take that and we can imagine that the mechitza extends and closes up that gap in middle, in between. It's as if there'd be a mechitza extending mizeh lazeh, and it's as if you had mechitzas all around. But it's only if I have the Shem Rav mechitzas that I can do that. So there's this idea of a roin by Pasi Biros. And what are the Chum saying? Now think of how the words are going to be emphasized, different than before. Before we emphasized in the Ra'ah, which word did we emphasize? Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Don't bother me. That's not really defining the wall. According to the Ramban, the Chacham are disagreeing with the whole idea of using the Yumdin for Sukkah. So what are they saying? No, Sukkah, you can't use a mechitza that's going to be created through Rowan. No, what do you need? Shtayim Kilchasan. You need real walls, according to Meshach HaSukkah. You can't have virtual walls that you're going to say, imagine Rowan Kiyilu. We don't do that. Anytime you're going to talk about the Yumdin and Pasi Biros, you have to come out to this idea of imagining as if it would be closed up. The Chamsi Shtan Kilchasan. It has to be a real dofen by Sukkah. There is such an idea that you can have. So now let's just add another twist here. What's that halacha? Though we had a rush on this. When we talked about Pesach Yotz Min HaSukkah against Dar Chazar next week, you can remember this, right? The rush let us in on a secret. What's that halacha of Shlishis Afilu Tefach? What's the pshat? The rush, B'toch HaDvarim, the rush on Itzdeba. He says, you can't compare Itzdeba to, he brought the kasha of the second kasha on Rashi, who connected Sala Yotze to the case of Chutz Le'itzdeba, but connected off an Emsai, right? Rashi is machshir further on. The rest is v'od lo damil psal da hasam adofen akartzim nimshach kineged ha'orech. Kida amer shtam kil chasm shishla fil tefach. Avo hacha hech ashkan shehe nimshach. What is the Rosh revealing to us? What's the gather of the din of shishla fil tefach? Rowing as if it would be slept out. In other words, the halacha of shishis is also schlepping it out, imagining like a good idea. Like you have just a good stretching machitza. So what are the Racham saying? Shtayim kel chasan. Shtayim have to be real walls. Yes, yeah, shlishis, the third wall, that there's an idea of imagining. That's all. But you want to create this idea of creating sukkah with rowan. You can't do that. There's some element of rowan by the shlishis. But shtayim kel chasan, the emphasis is on the kel chasan. Abosai, this is the pshat in the Chachamim. Now we understand beautifully what the Ramban is doing. Ramban says the riff, Tanuach Nafshel, Be'om Shekul Aruch, that the riff understood, Belashin Kitzara, to take those words of the Chachamim that spoke to the case of Diyumdin, and in that, the riff understood that the Chachamim are going to argue also Asfas Agag as well. Because what are they establishing? What idea? Shtayim kil chasan. You have to have real walls. The same way that you cannot use diumdin, the chama emphasizing shtayim kil chasan. So that's the point of why you can't have good achis al svasagag either. Because you need real walls. So in saying the words of the chachamim, you are already establishing the tzak halacha that you need real walls. You cannot create a sukkah through good achis. That's good for Shabbos, not good for sukkah. Which basically brings us back to what Rava said in the beginning of the whole sukkah, coming full circle. Because what did Rava say when he talked about the case of Amud? Ve'inan mechitzos mikaras v'leka. So apparently, how is the Ramban learning pshat? Like the Ran. Okay, this is not what we can see Rav Chaim tomorrow. Good, we'll have to see. But l'maisa, the Ramban l'chur is going, one of the points we can be quibbling on the Chaim, we'll see. Chur, this Ramban, to be understood as we're understanding it, can only work within the pshat of the Ran and the Ritva, that what Rava was saying in the beginning of the Sugya, Chura, that's basically taking the Chachamim and telling you, that's the halacha. You might ask a kasha, why is Rava after the Mechadish halacha by Yomud? That it's no good. You can't have a sukkah gabi Yomud. The Chum says, Vasagag is no good. The answer is, Hagufa. What's that halacha? What's that based on? Why is Vasagag no good? Because the mechitzos nikaros, and don't make the walls of the bayis be considered nikaros. But basically, the problem is exactly the problem that Rabbi identified. Rabbi said, let's come back to Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger had a kasha in the sugya back earlier. See, this number's tying back right to the Gemara right before. Rabbi Kiva Eger had a kasha when the Gemara asked on Rav Huna. Number one, Rav Huna, you're tiyufted Rav Huna because Rav Huna says that the machokes is where. But machokes is sasagag bemsagag. Nobody's machshir. Here we have a case of aretz. Aretz is equal to emsagag is a machokes. So tiyufted Rav Huna tiyufted. Leima devin tiyufted Rav Huna betarti. But it's mashma from the brisa that's only for aretz that they're arguing. But sasagag, everyone agrees. Rav Huna says they're arguing on sasagag. So the Mor says, no, no, no. Really, they're arguing in both cases, but he tells you the case of what? The case of Aretz, Emsagag, Odiachah, Kochad, Rabbi Yaakov. What's Kochad, Rabbi Yaakov? It sounds like there's a bigger chidush to say Yumdin than Gurasik. What's the Shaykhis? Number one. But Kibay asked a different kash. Kibayger asked, but it's still tifted Rav Huna betarti, because Rav Huna was assuming that there's a machokas asfasagag, meaning that why would Rav Yaakov be machshir? The only way he could be machshir, if nobody holds a diumdin, the only way he could be machshir is based on what? Good achis. If it's good achis, you don't need a shir of tefach. But here you have a machokas that's also the emsagag. So Rav Yaakov clearly does subscribe to diumdin, and he says it could be a tefach. So now if he's machshir also as fasagag, so why, and the Chum don't accept good achis, so why would you say that Rav Yaakov argues on good achis as well? Say that good achis doesn't work, and the only reason it might work, the emsagag, is only based on tiyumdin, which is only with the tefach, in which case Avuhuna is doubly shlugged up because he's still against Avuhuna on the second count. Because Avuhuna thought that there's a basis to be machshir based on good achis. And clearly, why should you assume that way? Assume it's all diyumdin. But now in light of the Ramban, what do we say? If we hold of diyumdin, because a rowan by diyumdin is less of a chiddush, a bigger chiddush than the rowan of good achis. What's a bigger chiddush? The Yumdin is a bigger chiddush, because here I don't have any mechitza to work with. I just have the corners. By Gedachis, I have the mechitza below, and I'm pulling that up. So if the reason why the Chum disagree on the Yumdin is because they hold Kehochasa. They hold you need to have a real wall. You can't imagine the wall. And Rav Yaakov is willing to even imagine a wall by the Yumdin. If he can imagine a wall by the Yumdin, he could more readily imagine a wall by Gedachis. So you wouldn't need a Tefach HaSvasagag. So the Kivega was asking that maybe good achis doesn't work and diyumdin is the only thing that works. But what we see in the Ramban is that if you argue on diyumdin, then the point of the machlokes is we don't do rowan. But now back in the Gemara, which rowan is easier to do? L'chora good achis is easier than diyumdin. And Rav Yaakov, that's the lo diyachad kocha to Rav Yaakov. It's the same halacha. What's kocha? What's a bigger chiddush for Rav Yaakov to say it? The emsa agag. The answer is because the rowan is a bigger chiddush in rowan. Rowan, if you have a mechitza below and you're pulling it up, that's a mechitza that I have and I'm pulling it up. But by diyumdin, I don't have a mechitza yet. I have to create the sense as if it's stretching out. I have a mechitza. So that is a bigger chiddush. If you hold up diyumdin, then you for sure hold a good achis. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuna is not tzipta b'tarti. Rav Huna can be right that Rav Yaakov would machshir even if it wasn't the tefach based on good achis. All this is very beautiful within the Ramban. Lokin, according to the Ra'a, according to the Rabbeinu Peretz, this mahalach is not going to work. The Chora in Rabbeinu Peretz and Ra'a, Kivigas Kasha thing comes back. The machlokes by Diyumdin is a very specific machlokes to what the shir would be by Sukkah. What would be the shir? Would the shir be tefach? Would the shir be zayin tefach? The Chora, the machlokes, the Chum's words are shlishes afil tefach, but the ikur shir has to be a shir of zayin tefachim. You can't be machshir diyumdin with less than zayin tefachim. But that has no bearing on the issue of good achis. Good achis, as far as we're concerned, good achis might not work according to anybody. But the way the Ramban is teaching here, and the Ram said this also, if you notice, when he mentioned the Rif, he didn't elaborate with the Ramban. The Ram also, we read the Ram yesterday, read it quickly. But this, when he says the Rif didn't mention it, because the Rif mentioned but the Ramban explained that those are the words of the Braisa. Those are the words of the Braisa. And those were the Braisa. In saying that, you already know that Rowan doesn't work. Now, you ask me, but I only see the Rowan of Yum doesn't work. How do I know that? The answer is, but they're saying, Kilchasan! Kilchasan means you need real wall. So already the Rif understood in that, the Chum argues Vasagag as well. Again, the Balamor goes out there. The Rif should have said something more. Yeah, Zach.
How would the Ra'ah read the call off of the Gemara now?
Yeah, that becomes a loose end that we don't have a yeshiva. That's a good question. It was according to the Ra'ah, write it down. It's mamish good. According, this has to be for Chazara or for next time around. That means Shver. According to the Ra'ah, the Lodiacha Kochet of Yaakov is difficult. Because the Chora, it's not a bigger chiddush. It's an unrelated inyan. In the Ramban, that's mamish beautiful, and that's how the Kineges Kasha gets resolved. But according to this understanding that it's a halacha, when we say the Yumdin, the Chora, the in good achis and din are not connected. And why is there, if Elamai, it's the same halacha. So he says Yumdin here, he says Yumdin here. What's the Yaakov, Kochot of Yaakov, that even, why is it, and the Gemara would seem that if you say, Diyumdin, you for sure say good achis. If you say good achis, we're not sure about Diyumdin. The Gemara is assuming this goes very well with the Mahalach they're presenting now based on the Ramban. That both are halacha rowan. This is a bigger stretch in rowan than the other one. The way we're understanding Diyumdin, you don't really hear that so well. Lo diyachad kochad Rav Yaakov is not going to work well. Yeah. And the Kibbeges Kasha we hear as well. It could be that Diyumdin works and good achis doesn't work. Yeah. Yeah.
Two things. Right. Since the Ra actually also addressed the Rifs,
reading it out, but he actually says that there was
Samach lo masha'amah. He doesn't say that that's the words of the Chachamim. The Ramban, I see in the Ramban is Zui Sha'amru. In the Ramban, I see. V'zeh loshna b'raisa atzma. V'zeh loshna b'raisa atzma. What the Ramban is saying in that is, in the b'raisa itself, the Chachamim's words in arguing Rabbi Yaakov indicate that they're arguing on Rabbi Yaakov not just here, but also before, the Kel Chasa. And the Ramban, I see how he understood that the Machokis of Diyumdin. The Ramban just says, Samachol Mash'ama later. It's hard to know for sure, but we could put it into the Ramban.
No, the Ram makes it seem as if it's because he's going to Chumrah for the other.
No, no, no. No, he says the Rif doesn't. Yeah, I know, but then the Rif says, Besamachu Amasha'ama. Yes, I don't know. I don't know if the Ram is going to be explained the same way. He says, Samachu Amasha'ama later, Shtem Kilchasin. Lawyer there. I'm not sure if it's going to work exactly. Right. Zui Dasa Rab, right. Zui Dasa Rif Sheshmita, Besamachu Amasha'evi Eidu, come on. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And also, what's the two different lashonos then of Shtam Kol Chasan and Mechitzas Nikaras? Aren't they the same thing now?
Yeah, so it comes out that Rava is really revealing to us what the Chachamim are saying, and Rava's bringing it out in his case. The Chachamim are arguing, Yaakov might have thought it might be different based on whatever svaras you'll say. It can go. It's good enough to have it. Chitzas Amat, it's good enough to have the Diyumdin on the corner. Yeah.
But
what's the difference? No, yeah. But, you know, now you have to work over yourself too. I don't know. It's, yeah. Again, the other approach of Ramana Har is a whole different opinion. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what exactly what I bring up. Potentially, could you answer that question for the Ra'ah and how you're going to read it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 If, it's all theoretical, if the Ra'ah were to understand the Gemara, the issue with Rina Mechitzas Nikaros, like Rabbi Abraham Nahar, so maybe it's not such a chiddush that you need to say Gerasik, as in if anything, you have to add,
it's not in Gerasik.
Come up with something new to say we wouldn't say Gerasik. But by Diyumdi, where it's not necessarily, you know, where we're not talking about, I mean, I guess we are we still within Rina Mechitzas Nikaros?
Okay, tomorrow, both sides, tomorrow will be Rav Chaim. Okay, we'll talk. Tomorrow, we'll work on Rav Chaim.